Hello, everybody, and welcome back to Ball is Life here with DJ Radical and DJ Smooth, where polar opposites collide.
Yes.
How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing great, DJ Radical. How are you doing today?
I'm chilling, man. I'm a little bitter, actually, about this past week in fantasy football because there's some playoff implications that are happening in our league that not benefiting me, unfortunately.
You had a tough week. You had a tough week this past week.
I did, and I lost by a point.
What a time! I saw you like sitting in front of your computer watching the Monday night game, and you were like, "You're saying some stuff that I couldn't say on air right now."
I was cheering my heart out for.
But you were like Rashad Jennings.
I knew.
Get it in the end zone, please. You were like begging.
That's all I needed, literally. If this man just crossed the goal line, I would have been fine. But now for the playoffs, I'm still sitting tied for a third.
Mm-hmm.
There's the three-way tie, actually. We're three people at 6-4.
Wow.
But I'm in the fourth seed right now.
That's solid. That's a solid look.
Yeah, but I'm going to have to play Figgins if I end up winning this one.
Mm-hmm.
So, and he's the first overall seed, so it'd be tough to go through that.
You could beat Figgins on a.
I played him the last week of the.
Yeah,
the last
you
could
honestly.
Season.
He's beatable. He's just played the right players at the right time.
Yeah, this man knows who to play. And
yeah,
who not to
whoever
play.
He's put in his lineup, they've had big games. Like I played him this past week, and let me tell you, it was not pretty. it just wasn't pretty.
I don't know what website this man uses, but it's working.
I lost 135-76, and. It just wasn't pretty for me. He threw in Phillip Rivers.
Went for 330 and three touchdowns.
Yeah.
Wow.
David Johnson had a solid game. He had two TDs. Jordy Nelson, 12 receptions, 126 yards and a touchdown. Brandon Cooks he put in. Brandon Cooks was silent most of the game, and he just caught on. Fire. Sterling Shepard.
Even this man's bench.
The kicker, Santos.
This man has a nice. And look at his IR. CJ Anderson and Keenan Allen.
Yeah, exactly. He's in first place with injuries.
Wow.
Yeah.
I actually tried to get a trade for Sterling Shepard, and he wasn't having it.
Yeah.
He was having none of it. So, breaking into the. Week 10 of the NFL season for the scores. It was pretty interesting the way this all panned out. Is there anything that really stuck out to you in specific?
For fantasy-wise?
Just in general, who you think really performed well as a team and who you think kind of underperformed, and then what players caused that.
Underperform. Let me see. You know, I had a lot of people underperformed. The Packers offense and defense. Maybe the whole Packer team. Because remember we were talking about a defense to pick up on the waiver wire. What would it be a good defense to pick up? And we both said like San Diego or like Green Bay. Those are the two teams we were talking about specifically. So I pick up Green Bay. Because my starting defense was on a bye this week. And I'm just like, okay, they're going against Tennessee. I mean, Mariota puts up number. DeMarco Murray's going to be a
factor.
A handful.
Yeah.
But, you know, Mariota puts his team in positions where he throws like 2-3 interceptions. So, you know, I get up like, you know, like at 10, you know, right? And then I got breakfast. I wasn't really watching the games. And then I start watching the red zone, and I see the score. It's 21-0.
Was that still first quarter?
Yeah, first quarter. And I'm just like, what happened? I mean, Jordy Nelson had a pretty solid game, but the
run. DeMarco broke free.
And he threw a TD.
This man, that's right. He threw a touchdown pass this week. The Packers D, I don't know. They were talking about they have some problems there. And the Packers also don't have a running game. They really need Eddie Lacy, and I think that's pretty prevalent at this point because James Starks is not getting it done. and Aaron Rodgers is going to have to rely on his arm, which they usually already do.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he was 31 of 51, but Davante Adams had himself a day. 106 catches, 156 yards. So I think that those were the main points for the Packers, but their defense, sorry we couldn't do better for you this week.
Yeah, no, they had negative 3 points, and they were just getting...
They just
smacked them to that last week. And I was hearing a lot of people say that. I was watching, I think, ESPN First Take, and Max, not Stephen A. Smith, but Max Kellerman said that Aaron Rodgers is declining as a player.
Wow. They said that this man is a Tom Brady type player. Just a when they won the, or the, when they went to the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Or was it Super Bowl?
Super Bowl.
Yeah. They were like, yeah, he's going to be the next big guy. He has the belt, you know, his little celebration, and he's like throwing 400 yards, 3 touchdowns every single game. And now he's declining. And is it because of the wide receivers?
I don't think it's the wide receivers because, you know, I'm pretty shocked that they don't use Randall Cobb as much as they used to. Randall Cobb signed that big deal, and now
he hasn't done anything.
Not even done anything. I mean, I think missing Eddie Lacy is a big factor.
Mm-hmm.
But honestly, I think they need a new, fresh coach. I think Mike McCarthy is in his last year as a Green Bay coach because I just feel like they need something fresh.
Yeah.
Because it's just not working out for them. Ever since they won the Super Bowl back in 2009 or 2010, whatever year it was.
I could see it. I could see them doing an offensive coordinator instead of Mike McCarthy because I believe in Mike McCarthy. I think he's a very good head coach. But, I mean, they do need a new look. You hit the nail on the head there. I was really happy with the way the Buccaneers performed.
Same.
But I wasn't happy with the way Mike Evans performed. I needed more. If he had a normal game, I win.
Yeah. Honestly, Cameron Brate.
Yeah. 84 yards and a touchdown. That was a good pickup.
Yeah, he got actually a lot of looks, and I kind of like that. Jameis Winston is looking around the field more often.
Yeah.
He's not just looking at Mike Evans.
And they're winning.
And Doug Martin's back. That's a good look for him also. But Cameron Braid's got his stock is high coming up these last couple of weeks. He's a good tight end.
He is, and I think that using his big body because Jameis Winston tends to throw high, which we talked about, mm-hmm. and he's a good find for Jameis Winston, so I think he fits well in that offense.
He might be taking away a lot of touchdowns from Mike Evans, and that's not good fantasy-wise for owners of Mike Evans. Mike Evans might get, like, you know, 7 receptions, 80 yards, but...
I think when Vincent Jackson comes back next season, Mike Evans, the gates will open up again for him. Because
true.
Then Vincent Jackson will see all of the targets again. Or not targets, but all the attention from the secondary.
Mm-hmm.
And then he'll be able to finesse his way as Mike Evans can for the starting to produce again as he has.
And also I feel like once Doug Martin gets back into the fold of things, I know his first week back was last week.
Mm-hmm.
But once he starts, you know, running the way he runs, again, they're going to start, you know, like sneaking, putting like 6, 7, 8 in the box. Other like opposing defenses will start putting them in the box, and that will, you know, allow Mike Evans to go one-on-one or, you know, one with like the help of the safety. But I'm pretty sure he'll find a way to get open.
Yeah, exactly. All the attention, and it's the fact that he's just an athlete. I mean, this man knows how to get open, and Jameis Winston, their chemistry is what really helps them do well.
Yeah. Another player that honestly I was disappointed in, that I've been disappointed in this year, is Todd Gurley.
They're saying that he's a bust. They're saying that this man is not what everybody thought he was supposed to be, and they're saying that he's not running with a purpose.
It looks
like he's just lackadaisical out there.
It looked like it. He looks like he's not up for the challenge. I mean, he was supposed to be the star player of this franchise and moving cities.
Mm-hmm.
He was supposed to be like the LA Marshall football Fult. Guy. Yeah, the LA football guy. He was supposed to be the man. He was the face of the Rams. And honestly, it's a joke. It's a joke over there. 9-6. I mean, I know they got the win, but 9-6?
Yeah.
Like, they didn't even hand the ball off to him on the goal line. What does that say?
It says, I'm happy I started Tavon Austin. Yeah. But yeah, it's just like with Marshawn Lynch. I mean, they have it on the 1 yard line. Why not run it in? And I guess they just don't have the trust.
I mean, I think that's just a whole different scenario. I felt like Pete Carroll's going with his gut. Like, oh,
true.
This yeah, is just, crazy. It looked like they didn't want to run him. Like he ran and the Jets just swallowed him up. The Jets defensive line swallowed him up. And yes,
the Jets D is nothing to brag about.
And like, yes, like I know maybe the defenders were there and the offensive line didn't get him time, but honestly, he looks bad. Like he was fantasy wise. Let's forget like talking about regular football, but for fantasy football, everyone was like, he is the first pick. He is the guy. This is the running back you need on your team. He's going to put a big consistent points for you in fantasy. And honestly, he's not done that. I don't think he's even gone over double digits. He's gone over double digits twice this year.
And that is those two games came against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers and the Buffalo Bills. So that's not really a story there. But I really think that, he got in twice. So these are both the goal lines for against Tampa, I'm assuming.
He has 3 touchdowns on the year.
And they came in the 2 times he went over 10. Yeah. So if he scores, which, I mean, it's 6 points, but this man just can't. Could it be the offensive line?
I don't know. I mean, he's getting the attempts. He had 21 attempts last week for 64 yards.
Yeah, he had 27 attempts in his 20-point game and 23. So if he gets over 20, he had 20.
He's
this
getting
man,
double-digit touches, but he's not been the guy last year. Like last year, it was the same offensive line, same everything, but he was producing.
Yeah.
And they didn't really have much of a quarterback, so I can't really blame the quarterback. I mean, they had Nick Foles, and Nick Foles is now a backup in Kansas City.
And guess who's coming out in LA now?
Yeah, I'm excited to see that. I'm excited to see Jared Goff and see what he has to take. Maybe he can start opening up the passing game, and maybe that opens up the lane for Todd Gurley. But as of right now, he's a bust. I don't want to say a bust. He's a bust in fantasy this year, but I don't want to say he's a bust for, like,
this man has 3 games where he can go off against a defense who's bad against the run, and that's against New Orleans and then Atlanta and then the San Francisco 49ers. So I think those are his 3 key games against weak run defenses. If he can produce in those games, it shows that there is some life. He has a pulse.
Yeah, I'm expecting a big game against New Orleans because New Orleans does not have the best defense. I mean, they got Nick Fairley up there in the middle. But if he doesn't go off against New Orleans or have a solid game, let's like say, I'm not saying he has to rush for 100 yards, but like 15 rushes for 80 yards and a TD.
That's a nice game.
That's a solid game, and I'll be okay.
In our league.
But honestly, I'm surprised he's not getting a lot of more criticism in the media that he's he's had an off year.
I think they're just waiting for him. I think that people still haven't bought in that he's a bust yet, and that's why. But can we talk about that Broncos-Saints game?
Let's talk about it.
That field goal.
It hurts. It hurt. I was like, because at the time I was watching the red zone, I was like, okay, Broncos are down and Chiefs are down.
Chiefs were down by 17.
So I was like, this is good for the Raiders. But I see, you know, I'm watching this Broncos game and I see the Saints score. It's 23-23. And I'm just like, cool. They just got to hit the extra point and they're up. And then they block it. They block the extra point. And this man's running down the sideline. And I was like, someone push him out of bounds.
And
I thought he stepped out of bounds because it was like white cleat, white.
Controversy.
Yeah. It looked like he stepped out of bounds. And I was like, So I was like, I felt like there was enough evidence to overturn the call. I don't know. That's probably a little biased, but what a game.
Yeah. Watching that game was just, it was insane because I'm watching Red Zone. And then I see a little update in the corner, and it's like Broncos Saints update. And I'm like, oh, okay. And then it shows the Saints touchdown, And I'm like, oh, man, like, I want to see the Broncos do well because my sister's boyfriend's from Colorado, and he's a Broncos fan. So I'm like, oh, like, nice. Broncos are going to be 7-3. Or I was like, oh, no, they're going to be 6-4. And then I see the extra point. They go to it live, and I watch this man jump the count and take it all the way back. And I thought he stepped on the line. I thought they were going to call it, but this man took it all the way back. And then Carolina, what's going on? What's up, Cam Newton? Honestly, Kelvin Benjamin is a bust.
Oh, he's a bust now. Look at that.
Yeah, I don't think that I think that they're missing something. And I don't know what went so well with them, with Cam Newton and Kelvin Benjamin at the last season.
Well, Kelvin Benjamin didn't play last year.
No, at the end of the year. That's when he, like, that's when he got all of his fantasy value.
Oh, okay.
And then I was like, oh, he's for sure going to carry it over. And they're just not on the same page. And I don't know what they missed in the offseason. Is Greg Olsen playing?
Greg Olsen is playing.
I don't know what's going on in Carolina. But there's a problem there.
I think it's just a Super Bowl hangover. They went 15-1 last year. They made it to the Super Bowl. They were riding the high horse. And then ever since the Super Bowl, the Broncos set them back down to reality. And
the Broncos are keeping climbing.
And the season started, and it just they haven't looked like the team last year. And I don't want to say it's Cam Newton, because I feel like Cam Newton is doing everything he can.
Yeah.
I think Josh Norman on the defensive side is a big missing piece. It kind of exposed that, hey, maybe the defense wasn't really that good as last year. Josh Norman was just shutting down, like, their star receiver. And then that allowed Luke Kuechly to, you know, do his thing as the middle linebacker. But, yeah, I just feel like, you know, there's a lot of things that the defense or Josh Norman and Cam Newton kind of hid from the whole crowd and the rest of the NFL. But now that Cam's not really having that superstar season and Josh Norman's missing, it's you can see some weaknesses. Like, one, I don't think they can run the ball.
Yeah, Jonathan Stewart has not been able to produce.
Yeah.
Offensively.
Yeah. Two, you need more than Kelvin Benjamin and Greg Olsen as receivers. You can't have Ted Ginn on the other side. Ted Ginn's mainly known as a punt returner.
He just has speed. Exactly. Like, he can just do streaks and hope for a blown secondary.
Yeah. So I think there's just – they got a lot of holes that they need to fix. Mm-hmm. The offensive line is horrible. Cam's running for his life back there. They're like the NFC's version of the Indianapolis Colts. That's what I see. Like, great quarterback. They got that one, like, solid receiver.
Great pieces.
Like, T.Y. Hilton, Calvin Benjamin's kind of the same player. But
yeah.
They got a solid tight end.
Well, they have Dante Moncrief. They have a nice running back in Frank Gore.
Yeah, but same with the Panthers. They have the solid running back in
Jonathan Stewart.
But the offensive line, both of them are
if they don't show up, then they're
pretty bad.
Much.
Yeah, pretty bad.
Yeah.
And the defense, you have no talent.
It's it's interesting to see how the Chiefs are just resentless. They're not going away.
Resilient team.
Sorry.
Yeah, resilient you're right. team. And they're tough. They're gonna be in there.
Relentless, that was what I was trying to
say. Yeah.
But yeah.
They're gonna be a tough team to play. I mean, the whole AFC West is pretty solid from top to bottom, and we've been saying that for weeks.
Yeah, I've been tweeting it. You guys should all follow me on Twitter.
Yeah. I actually like the thing you retweeted, the picture.
The standings, of the playoff contenders.
Yeah, the Super Bowl contenders, Super Bowl hopefuls.
And then the Browns should just not be mentioned.
Yeah, not be on the list. I like the Browns. Yeah. The Browns got some solid pieces.
So it's the Super Bowl contenders is Dallas Cowboys, Seattle Seahawks, New England Patriots, and the Oakland Raiders. Top tier. Super Bowl hopefuls are the Chiefs, Falcons, Steelers, Lions, and Vikings, which at this point, Vikings, I don't think are that
No, the Vikings
anymore.
Are, they need to figure something out because they are definitely declining right now.
And then trying to make the playoffs is a lot. The Dolphins, Redskins, Eagles, Broncos, Ravens, Saints, Titans, Buccaneers, Packers, Cardinals, Giants, and Texans. And then the undercover trash is the San Diego Chargers, Rams, Bills, Bengals, Panthers, and the Colts. So what you mentioned earlier, how they're both in that same boat. They are in the same boat. And then the trash teams are the 49ers, the Jacksonville Jaguars, the Jets, and the Chiefs. And then not even worth mentioning is the Browns.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't. I feel like the Broncos, they're not like trying to make the playoffs. I think they're like a Super Bowl like hopefuls, because I think that defense could
turn a game around. I for sure see at least two, if not all three, making playoffs from the AFC West.
Oh no, they are for sure, because if you look at the AFC North, one team's getting in, and that's either going to be the Steelers or Ravens, unless the Bengals go on a hot streak. Yeah. Yeah.
They're 3-5-1.
Yeah, the South is pretty bad. I mean, Houston's probably taking that division, because I don't know. Maybe the Titans. Titans have been hot.
They have.
I mean, if they would have won the San Diego game, that would have helped them a lot. So that's a 3-team race right there. Only one's getting in. The East,
for sure, Patriots.
It's the Patriots and no one else. I mean, unless the Bills do something. I know you like the Bills, but
I do. But they're. I don't know. That Sammy Watkins injury really hurt them.
Dolphins are making a push, though. Tannehill's actually been playing really good.
And he's on my bench just for those backups when I don't like the matchup for Jameis Winston.
Yeah.
But Jameis Winston's been producing like the GOAT he is.
Okay. But, yeah, no, it's – honestly, in the AFC West, it's just like – it's just going to depend on who wins the division and who's going to be the two wild card teams.
And the Chargers are just the – hey, crying Jordan emoji.
Chargers could be in it also. I mean, they lost a tough one to Miami.
Several tough ones.
Four INTs from Phillip Rivers.
In 2 minutes. Or two of them were in a minute. That's what it was. And then the Dallas Cowboys. Are you buying into the playoff run?
I'm buying into the Super Bowl run.
The Super Bowl run.
They are definitely, if not the best team in the NFC, they are one of the best teams in the NFC, in the league right now.
Who's up there with them?
In the NFC? Seattle.
I think the Cardinals could be a contender if they figure out I think it's the offense.
I think it's too little too late, because Seattle's been playing like the old Seattle. Yeah, Russell Wilson had a solid game.
The 2013 Seattle.
Atlanta's kind of not falling off, but they haven't really done anything for me lately. They haven't really made a big like splash, but they're a solid football team.
I want the Bucks to come out of that division.
They could, but the Bucks got to get.
They need to win.
Yeah, they got to figure a couple things out.
Let's see their schedule. They have the Chiefs, Seahawks, Chargers, Saints, Cowboys, Saints, Panthers.
Yeah, that's a tough schedule.
Yikes!
I mean, is it in Kansas City?
It is at Kansas City.
That's a tough place to play, especially as a young team.
That's tough. And then you get Seattle back home. So home against Seattle.
The Chargers are a tough out.
At San Diego. Hopefully the Chargers blow it.
Mm-hmm. And the Saints have been playing better. Saints have been playing better. And then the Cowboys. They proved a lot to me in that win against Pittsburgh.
Mm-hmm.
On the road in Pittsburgh, and the way Dak Prescott and Ezekiel Elliott kind of handled it. And then Dez Bryant showed up.
Dez Bryant did show up. And
that's scary.
Actually, after that game, it's funny. In our league, he went onto the trading block.
Did he?
But yeah, in a realistic point of view, not in fantasy football, that is frightening. That Dez Bryant, Terrence Williams, and
Cole Beasley, Jason
and then
Winden,
Ezekiel Elliott, and then one of the greatest blocking tight ends and receiving tight ends in Jason Witten.
That's scary. If Dez Bryant gets going, that's scary.
Was it a catch, though?
Okay. Come on.
But I still think that the AFC is going to be taking the ship this year.
Yeah. I mean, there's only two teams I see coming out of the NFC. It's a two-team race between Seattle
and Dallas.
And Atlanta's on the outside looking in.
Who would have thought?
The NFC North's got to figure out. I mean, I would put the Packers in there, but they're struggling.
They are big time.
But yeah, in the AFC, you got New England, Oakland. So you got Patriots, Raiders, Chiefs,
Broncos, Texans.
Texans now.
Yeah, I think they're coming out there.
They're making the playoffs, but they're not.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
Yeah, they're not doing anything.
So then the two wild cards at this point would be the Texans or the Ravens, Dolphins, or Titans.
No, the two wild cards would come out of the AFC West.
Oh, true.
Because wow. If you win your division,
AFC West is so stacked.
Yeah. So it'd be Patriots as the number one seed.
Yeah.
Whoever wins the AFC West is the two seed.
Which it's literally a toss up.
And then I would have.
Chargers could do it. No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah. I would have Houston as the three seed of the winner of the South. And I'm going to say the Ravens don't make it. I'm going to say the Steelers win the North.
Okay.
And then
that's
you,
possible.
And then you have. Raiders or like who are the rest of the two other AFC West teams.
I think Le'Veon Bell needs to show up again because this man got shut down against the Cowboys big time.
Yeah, that's been a trending thing in fantasy. Like the top fantasy running backs of last year and that went high this year have not really produced as
except David Johnson.
David Johnson's the David and Ezekiel Elliott, but
I don't know where did DeMarco Murray come out of. Who gave this man a fresh pair of legs?
A Tennessee. They gave him a fresh. He needed a change of scenery. I mean, he did good in Dallas, and then there was a lot expected on him to fill the like shoes of Shady McCoy in Philadelphia, and he was also with Chip Kelly, and that's not his style. So I thought the move to Tennessee was a good look for him.
Yeah, if I didn't trade him, I would have won also. So,
but you got better for the future.
Yeah, I mean, he's 29.
You got better for the future.
And now I have a 23-year-old.
Yeah, you got Melvin Gordon.
Who but, also did I not? Guess he's a one-year bust, huh?
It's okay. You started talking about my Dodgers, so I had to send a shot at you.
Yeah, I'm happy you got an NL Coach of the Year. That was pretty cool, actually.
Yeah.
All joking aside, I'm happy for you.
Mm-hmm.
But, sitting at 6-4, should be 7-3. But, anyways, do you want to break into the waiver wire? Who to pick up this week? It's been some interesting looks as of current. Our league's pretty deep.
Yeah, there's so not
gonna,
a lot.
I'm going to do the ESPN league.
Okay, yeah.
Because there's less bench there.
Yeah, there's.
But anyways, as we're pulling up these statistics for you guys, the waiver wire is, for those of you who don't know about fantasy football, it's the players that have not been picked up that are looking to get picked up onto your team that are just free agents, not in real life, but in fantasy football. So say that there's somebody who hasn't been doing well and he's not picked up on a team and then he starts doing well, you'd want to add him to your team. So that is the waiver wire.
Yeah. It's more easier on like the redraft leagues, but yeah. In Dynasty.
It's so we're deep.
That's tough. There's a lot of yeah, that's tough.
So Cameron Brate is available in this league.
Yeah, really.
I still think he's a pickup. I still think it's a good look.
That's a guy to get. He's gonna be a good
for tight ends.
Yeah,
I have a wide receiver. Do you want me to go, or are you looking?
Yeah, I got it. I like Paul Perkins of the Giants.
Yeah, I think that he. The funny thing about that is that. what they were saying was that he's starting to take over the majority of the carries. He had over 50% of the carries in the last game, and he's starting to come into his own, and he's also a rookie.
Yeah, he's young.
Very young. And Rashad Jennings has bounced around all over the league. He peaked in Oakland.
He definitely did.
And the rest is history. But Rashad Matthews is a must pick up at
this
point.
I was about to say him.
So I'm just going to hit the claim button here now.
Also, I like, Sterling Shepard's available in this league. I mean, if Sterling Shepard's still available in your league, pick him up.
Yeah, for sure must have. Also, I want to say that Kenny Britt is also another big one coming out of the LA wide receiver core. They've been doing a lot more passing that way, and he had a pretty big game last week. He had 11.9 points in this league, and I'm not sure. This is not ESPN, but still a lot of points, and will continue to do so as he is the main number one player in their wide receiver core.
Another receiver to pick up is and he's kind of got hot lately. Devontae Parker of the Miami Dolphins, the wide receiver.
Mm.
He had 5 receptions for 103 yards last week.
Wow.
So, and he has that big play potential because against New England, he had 8 for 106 in week 2. And then against Cleveland, he had 3 for 51 with a touchdown in week 3.
What do you think about Taylor Gabriel? They're saying because Julio's getting so much attention that he's getting a lot. He had 16 points. They're on a bye, granted, this week.
Yeah.
But this last week, he had 76 yards and a touchdown. This is his last 3 weeks, 68 yards and a touchdown, 52 yards, and then 76 yards and a touchdown.
I like Sanu still. I think Mohamed Sanu would be a better option than mm-hmm. Taylor Gabriel, to be honest.
I think he's for sure more consistent, and he's more likely to haul in those catches.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're trying to go bold or if you're in a deeper league, Taylor Gabriel is an excellent pickup.
Yeah, that would be a solid. I don't know. I don't know. I like Curley from the Niners. Jeremy Curley.
Yeah, I have him.
Yeah, he would be. I feel like, again, if you're in a deep league, he'd be a notable flex option because Torrey Smith doesn't really get the ball thrown to him.
He doesn't.
And Kaepernick can't really throw the ball down deep.
Do you buy into Anquan Boldin in Detroit?
He's a guy that he's a more of a red zone option.
Mm.
So if he's getting targets in the red zone and he's producing the red zone and catching those touchdowns, then yeah, I'll go for it.
So but not buying into him just yet.
Yeah, no, not just yet. Not just yet because he's got to prove to me more in the red zone. Stafford's just throwing the ball to anyone at this point.
Yeah,
he spreads the ball. You got Ebron. He throws it to Theo Riddick. He's got Marvin Jones. He's got Golden Tate. So Anquan Boldin's competing with a lot of targets, a lot of people that Stafford likes to throw to. Because Stafford's not a guy that just likes to throw to one person.
What about Marquise Goodwin out of Buffalo? He had some random spurts of greatness throughout this season, but nothing that can be too consistent, you think?
Yeah, no, because I picked him up when he was hot.
Mm-hmm.
That was one of my claims, my waiver wire pickups. But he's been, like, literally silent the last 3 games.
Yeah.
And he was just sitting on my bench, and I just felt like he was just wasting a spot on my team.
Is he due for a game?
I don't know, because Robert Woods is over there, and he's still got Shady McCoy. And then Charles Clay is over there.
Yeah, he's actually a fantasy stud.
Charles Clay is nice. I've always liked Charles Clay since his days in Miami.
Ooh. Not as of recent.
No, but there's still
but
that
he's
option.
Still, yeah, I know. Yeah, I agree with what that statement was. But I like what they're doing over there in Buffalo.
Mm-hmm.
But I just really want them to win. Like, it's just the Bills, man. Like, you can't be mad at the Bills. They never hurt anyone.
Exactly.
They went to 4 straight Super Bowls and lost them all.
Oh, my God.
It's actually a great 30 for 30, the 4 seasons of fall. You guys should check it out.
I've never seen it.
What about Jalen Richard?
Jalen Richard?
Yeah. Do you think Latavius is going to start getting more carries again?
Yeah.
Out of the community back?
Yeah. Latavius is obviously the number one option.
Mm-hmm.
And then, I don't know. See, that's the thing, because there's 3 of them. DeAndre Washington and Jalen Richard are competing for, like, the second most touches in that backfield. And each week, it switches. One, it's DeAndre Washington. The other is Jalen Richard. So,
it depends. Oakland's schedule is pretty smooth sailing.
Yeah, they got Houston, Carolina, Buffalo. Then it's Chiefs.
At Kansas City. At
San Diego, the Colts in Denver.
I'm liking my Latavius Murray for these coming up weeks.
Yeah. The only thing with the Raiders, even though they have the 4th ranked rushing offense in the league, is that when Derek Carr is hot, they go to Derek Carr a lot, and Derek Carr throws a lot.
Yeah, let's
against
see
Denver. Denver
average.
Was the game plan against
Derek Carr's. His brother was a bust. This man's throwing 38, 45, 35, 35, 40, 35, 37, 59, 31. And by the way, he went 40 of 59 that game.
Against Tampa Bay, yeah. For 513 yards with four TDs. No picks. Got me 55 wow. points that game.
Wow. And this man is still not ranked number one in our league.
No, Matt Ryan is right now.
He's number 9 overall. Interesting. Matt Ryan's nice. And he's well-deserved. He's leading the league in yards. So it's interesting to see that. So we're going to be doing some stardom sit-ems, breaking into this segment of the show.
Who you start? Who you sitting? I have a big decision at tight end.
I have a lot of decisions to make, and it's stressing me out.
Yeah. Well, at least one of your receivers, Alshon Jeffrey, didn't get suspended this week.
Yeah, well, cheaters never prosper.
Hey, maybe that's why he's having an off year. Maybe he's not Jay Cutler.
Oh, I guess he's
hate that man. I hate Jay Cutler. I hate him so much. He was, oh my, I'm not going to even get. No,
I compare Alshon Jeffrey to Ryan Braun.
I don't even know what that means, but okay. What does that mean? Elaborate on that.
They both juiced.
Oh my god.
Okay, serious note.
Okay.
I need you. Eric Ebron against the Jacksonville defense, who is pretty good against the tight ends.
Mm-hmm.
Or do I go CJ Fedorowicz against Oakland, who's not that good?
Against tight ends. Yeah.
It's really like, who's Ebron this has playing really again? Been the Jacksonville Jaguars.
Oh, I mean, honestly, I'd go Ebron. Jacksonville and Oakland are, I feel like, the same against tight ends.
Yeah?
Yeah, Ebron's the more, because I just don't trust Osweiler. It goes to bed down.
Yeah,
to QB.
I don't trust Osweiler.
Osweiler can't even get thing. DeAndre Hopkins the ball. What do you think? What makes you think he's gonna give it to?
Well, he's been targeting him a lot as of recent, and he's hauling in a majority of the carries that he receives. So that's what I was looking at. I mean, he's got 6 catches of the 7 targets, 5 catches of the 7 targets, 5 catches of the 7 targets, and then 3 of 5. So like he's hauling him in, and he's had a touchdown in every other game. So I don't know.
I mean, the Raiders are really bad against tight end. The Raiders are bad. Like, they're pretty bad against the tight end. But the Raiders' defense has been playing a lot better as of late. They held Demaryius Thomas and Emmanuel Sanders in check.
I think the safe pick is Ebron.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that there's more upside for Fedorowicz.
Yes.
But I'm going to go Ebron.
Okay. So I got a tight end tight end dilemma here that I need help with. So I got 3 tight ends that I wanted to start but don't know who to start. So I got Cameron Brait, Tampa Bay, against Kansas City.
Who's right. tremendous against the tight end.
Okay, right. So then I got Julius Thomas against Detroit.
Ooh.
And he caught a touchdown last game.
I see where you're at.
And I got Ladarius Green against Cleveland. And Ladarius Green
just played his first
game. Yeah. And it's his second game back.
He caught 3 of 4.
And it's against Cleveland.
And it's the Browns.
So that's where
I'm. And the Steelers are really looking to bounce back after that horrible performance. Let's see Julius Thomas. What has this man done as of recent?
He's caught a touchdown, I think, the last 2 games.
Yeah, I mean, he has 4 on the season. He does. We got looked at a lot last game.
That's what I'm saying.
But can that be reciprocated in this game or replicated?
He's playing against Detroit. That's tough.
Detroit's defense is not good, especially against. Okay, how about this? You give me, no, I'm just kidding.
A trade on air.
So I'm going to say Cameron Brait's out.
Okay, Cameron Brait's
out. I would not
no.
start Cameron Brait.
Are you just saying that because you want Mike Evans to get all the receptions?
Well, that's part of it. But also, the Kansas City defense is in the top five in all three of the
categories. No, they're solid. They are solid.
So it's Julius Thomas against Detroit, who potentially could come out smoking, and it's Jacksonville, and it's Blake Bortles. Or Ladarius Green with a strong Big Ben against a winless Cleveland team. I think, and they give up their 31st, 31st, and 32nd. So I would have to say Ladarius Green would be the pick. All right. In that scenario.
I'm doing it right now.
All right, let's see what else. What's my next one? All right, I got some running back issues.
Tell me about it.
Okay, so I feel like Latavius Murray's a must start.
Against Houston?
Yeah.
Yeah. I would say.
And I feel like Isaiah Crowell is a must start.
Oh.
After what Ezekiel Elliott just did.
Okay.
But then again, Isaiah Crowell is not Ezekiel Elliott.
No, but he's been falling off the radar lately.
He has.
But I see what you're saying, because Ezekiel Elliott tore up Pittsburgh's run D.
This man's attempts have been depleting. Wow. I think that he has a bounce back year. Could it be possible?
I need a running back.
I need to win games. Okay, do you have a suggestion? Do I do Isaiah Crowell?
Or who?
Or Rashad? See, it's Rashad James. Like, I don't have, that's it. Or I have Sean Drawn. Who had one game. And then Justin Forsett, who's out. Once Melvin Gordon comes off his bye, Latavius Murray's already had his bye. This is my last week where I'm going through it with byes.
Okay. I think you stay Isaiah Crowell, because Rashad Jennings was doing nothing.
Rashad Jennings. He had his best game.
Yeah.
What are you talking
about? I don't, but it wasn't enough for you.
Yeah, it wasn't. But if he can go 10 again.
I say you bite the bullet and you.
And it's Chicago. And so they could go up.
But it's Eli Manning.
Yeah, elite.
I don't know. Honestly.
I don't know.
You know what? Because the Steelers might get. Might get
Pittsburgh
a big lead.
Could destroy.
Yeah, and you might just be. He might just get some garbage time.
But Isaiah Crowell. Oh my God. I hate this sport. Okay. His touches have been depleting, and so is Rashad Jennings.
I'll give you.
What is Duke Johnson?
I'll give you a second round pick for Isaiah Crowell right now.
I need more. Look at Duke Johnson has not done anything because they're getting blown out every game. These are facts.
Do I start?
Yeah, go.
Okay. So I have Devontae Freeman on a bye this week, which right now is not looking good for me so far. So I have Terrence West right now also starting as my other running back against Dallas. I'm not really happy about that, but I mean.
Terrence West gets a lot of touches.
Yeah, that's all I have. So I'm going to go with him. Okay, so I need to start another running back, and I got two options. I either go Tim Hightower against Carolina, sharing touches with Mark Ingram.
Yeah.
Or I go DeAndre Washington of the Raiders, who's second fiddle to Latavius Murray.
Well, looking at your boy Tim Hightower, this man is going up against a top five run defense in all three categories. And I think this is going to be a shootout. I could see New Orleans and Carolina being a shootout, which is usually what happens with these two teams. But you have these two. Oh, man. Devonta Freeman on a bye.
That's what I'm saying.
Alshon Jeffrey's just not a player anymore. I think you start Golden Tate, to be honest, actually.
But I need another running back. I'm loaded with receivers now. After some trades I made, I am loaded with receivers.
Yeah, you're sitting nice.
I got Doug Baldwin. I got Cole Beasley. I got
it's a running back.
Golden
league,
Tate. I got Mike Wallace. Alshon Jeffrey, garbage.
I'm really just looking back on how I could have drafted better.
Same.
Like, I should have went running backs.
Calvin Benjamin, Terrell Pryor. I have so many wide receivers that I need to trade one for.
You should trade for a running back.
That's what I'm about
people
to do.
People are really open right now to trades in our league.
I'm going to go to the trading block. And but I checked, and I saw your weak Isaiah Crowell, and I was like, I don't want to give up a receiver. I'll give you Jeremy Maclin.
Yeah, I have Isaiah Crowell on the trading block. And Rashad Jennings, if you want him.
Rashad Jennings?
How can I get Devontae Freeman?
At this point, he's untouchable right now.
Oh, sorry for laughing. You should put him on the untouchables.
I don't want to because I'm still open. Like I just said that. What are you willing to offer?
I don't know. Hold on, let's see. We're going to do this on
But air. I need to get like at least like two
yeah,
or three.
Yeah, this is your first dynasty overall pick. You should try to get Todd Gurley, maybe.
No, because Jack does not want to give
well,
him
you
up.
You can try.
It I asked him.
You asked
in the
him?
Beginning of the year, I asked
oh,
him.
Oh, it was
like,
the beginning of the year, though.
I was like, I'll give you Cam for him, straight up, and I'll throw in a first-round pick, maybe two. I was willing to do that.
You should have. Pursued more.
I really want to hit you right now. Like,
let's look at Team Elite. Doug Martin, that's you. Just
I just traded him.
Dirty Sprite. Okay, I need to stop saying the team names out loud. Wow, that's all. Like, this is such a crucial part of the whole draft process. Ooh, Jay Ajayi. I doubt he's willing to give him up, though.
We'll see. I'm gonna make some. I'm gonna
yeah,
make some
no,
calls.
That would be a good one. Cause look at his wide receivers.
Okay, which team is this?
This is Clint Dix, who's a cornerback for the Green Bay Packers.
Is that right?
This man has Eddie Lacy, Amir Abdullah.
Yeah, look at his receivers. Antonio Brown, A.J. Green, Demaryius Thomas.
A three-headed monster.
He almost added Julio Jones.
Look at his quarterbacks, too. Drew Brees. He has Paul Perkins on the bench. Paul Perkins could be...
Okay, someone to look into.
That's somebody to look into.
Let me look at his tight ends. Because I do have... Oh, he has Kobe Fleener. Okay, that's solid. But who's he have in the back? Oh, he's got Jesse James of the Pittsburgh Steelers.
What about Lamar Miller, Le'Veon Bell, or Derrick Henry? Do any of those three sound appealing to you?
Lamar Miller does.
Okay.
I'm trying to get Le'Veon Bell, though.
Le'Veon Bell would be a very good look.
There's a lot of things going on. But
anyway. This man still had 24 points against Dallas. Baltimore shut him down, though. Big time.
I'm going to search Bell.
Yeah, he's on Greg's team.
Greg,
I texted him. I said, set your lineup. And
he lost.
I texted that 11-12. I texted that 3 days ago. And he just texted me, yee.
What does that even mean? What?
Like, great. Awesome. Wow.
Oh man. Okay. So
I
who
need
are
him to win and I need you to lose. You're eliminated from the first round bye.
Well, that's fine. That's been for 2 weeks now.
Why is there an O by your name now?
I'm probably out of the playoffs. There's probably no chance.
Oh, you're eliminated from wild card contention.
So that means I'm just out.
Yeah, you're done.
I'm going for the consolation.
No, go for last place. I need this first overall pick.
No. Anyways.
Okay.
Yeah, by the way, if you guys, we made a trade.
Oh,
We made a trade over the weekend. There were some complications, but we got it all squared out, and I'm pretty happy about it.
I'm happy with the way it turned out. It was, And the way it ended, I'm happy with, he's happy with. We both don't feel cheated, and we're both moving on to the next stage in our life and building our team.
Yeah.
And that's all you could ask for in a trade. I always, at the end of every trade, I always thank the person. I said, "I was really nice conducting business with you." You know, it's like a little handshake through the phone.
You did. You said, "Pleasure doing business with
you." Yeah. I mean, you know, this is a business.
Blow, I'm happy. I'm pretty happy.
Yeah, I think, I mean, like Kelvin Benjamin's not a bust, but he's just, the Panthers' offense is struggling right now.
Yeah, I'm pretty happy about it. Honestly, yeah.
It's funny because I drafted Allen Robinson, but it says I traded for him. I just noticed that. Okay, another stardom sit-em.
Yeah.
Do I start Rashad Jennings over Isaiah Crowell?
Yeah, there's a, like, this is what's so great about fantasy football, though. Like, just the strategy.
Yeah, figuring out, like, where to go, who to put in.
Yeah, there's a lot. There's a lot to do.
The Pittsburgh run D is awful. I think I'm going to start Isaiah Crowell, and I'm going to take my chances.
Yeah.
Let's see the scores as of current. If they, oh my gosh, this man is projected for the world. I'm projected for 145, and he's projected for 161. This man has Tom Brady projected for 42
against the Niners
and LeGarrette Blount. This man has the run and the throw. Oh it's
Yo,
the Niners. He's playing against the Niners.
Chris Hogan might be a look.
What do you mean?
Because I have Chris Hogan.
Oh, yeah, that might be a good look. The Niners are weak in the run aspect. They're last, and last. Spencer Ware. Oh, I like that. Hopefully Rashad, or who is that? Ryan Matthews.
He's been.
This man's just turning up now. My playoff hopes are slipping away from me as I speak.
Oh,
T.Y. Hilton and DeAndre Hopkins. When's the last time DeAndre has done anything?
He's going against the Raiders.
And then T.Y. Hilton. Has this man been producing at all? No. And let's hope that he continues that streak. This man got 6 targets and then 8 targets in his last 2. Interesting.
Dez Bryant, huh? Maybe I could pull off a trade for Dez Bryant.
This man's starting 2 tight ends. Jimmy Graham and Tyler Eifert. What is this? What have I got myself
who
into?
Do you have right now as your lineup? Are you happy with it? Is Isaiah Crowell the only guy you're like really just like
I could potentially start, and I could start 2 tight ends, to be honest, or I could bench Jermaine Kearse. And I could start Rashad Jennings.
Oh, my God.
That's very bold, though.
Oh, my God.
Or could you start 2 tight ends?
In the flex option.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't think so, though. I need Tavon Austin to produce and Allen Robinson.
Allen Robinson probably will.
I need Kansas City to get torched this week.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. This man's team is nice. And he's 6 if we're tied. And I'm pretty sure we're in the same division.
I have Team Elite.
We are. This man is behind me. Oh, no.
I have Team Elite. And it's not looking so hot right now.
Yeah, he's the first place in the Division 1.
Yeah, he's got Mariota, DeMarco Murray, Doug Martin, and Howard, the running back from...
Yeah, Jordan Howard.
Jordan Howard. And then he has Odell, Amari Cooper, and Stephon Diggs. And my quarterback's Derek Carr. So I need Derek Carr to be throwing the Crabtree a lot this
Crabtree. Week. He has Jared Goff. What if he starts Jared Goff?
I hope he does. And I hope Jared Goff throws 7 INTs in his first game. Looking like Ryan Fitzpatrick.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, and he also has Zach Ertz and the Cardinals D.
Wow. Ooh. It's looking at it like this when it's like, there's no way I can win this league. And I just want to redraft.
Yeah, can we do like a redraft?
No, we can't.
Too much has gone in.
I think I could still make playoffs, though. Looking at the playoff picture right
now. You're for sure going to make it.
I don't know. If Jack starts winning and Sharish starts winning and I lose out, which is very possible at this point, I could miss playoffs.
And you'll be with me.
Sounds awful. I don't want to be with you. All right. So, you got any last words that you want to add?
Fantasy football is too stressful.
It really is. Go Raiders.
Yeah, we're going to win.
It's going to be a good game.
Yeah, we're going to beat Houston, though, I feel like.
Yeah, we'll see.
There's a lot that could happen, but I know what's going to happen, so I'm pretty.
Syracuse basketball won in other news.
I don't care.
And I don't know why they held a press conference, but Tony Romo got a press conference, and they talked about how he's happy that Dak Prescott is having his time. So,
Tony Romo, you were never good. I don't know why people are making such a big deal.
Wow.
You were garbage.
Yeah, 8-8, like straight years.
You looked like you were the San Diego's punter dropping the snap of a field goal kick before he was even thought of to be in the league. Let's not forget that.
Why do you have to?
Because I don't understand why people are saying, like, oh, this is such a hard decision for the Cowboys. No, it's not.
Yeah, you're 8-1.
Dak Prescott is the man.
The future. Wow.
Oh, like Jerry Jones, like, yeah, this is a tough decision, but Dak has the hot hand right now. If he didn't have the hot hand, would you put Tony Romo in?
Yeah, this man loved it. Jerry and Tony Romo's relationship is a bond unbroken, like brother bear.
I don't care. Tony Romo was an average quarterback at best. He was never elite. He was never good. What has this man done? Please, that should, like, oh.
I'm still wishing that Drew Brees was with San Diego. But that's a tale for another time. Well, this was Ball's Life. DJ Smooth, DJ Radical, where polar opposites collide.
Definitely.
Radio.dominican.edu. Thank you guys so much for tuning in, and we'll see you guys next time.